The South Simcoe Police Service has found it hard to keep the number of its auxiliary police constables at the full complement of 30. The problem is that the volunteer program is not only a way of giving back to the community, it is also the ideal stepping stone on the path to a career in policing. There are two distinct groups who sign on as auxiliaries, Police Chief Andrew Fletcher told a recent meeting of the BWG Innisfil Police Services Board. Older residents with an interest in serving their community, who tend to remain with South Simcoe Police as lifelong volunteers, and recent graduates of police and law enforcement programs, interested in a career in policing. You only hold them for 2-3 years before they get hired, noted Chief Fletcher, often by other services. In the last 2 years, South Simcoe has seen the departure of 16 of its auxiliary members. We are down in our auxiliary strength, Fletcher said. Although the volunteers are unpaid, training and equipping the auxiliaries is a commitment, in both time and resources. The South Simcoe Police Service also relies on its auxiliaries, in delivering service to the community. They do amazing work, said Chief Fletcher, supporting police programs that include the Stuff a Trailer Toy Drive, community events, and traffic duty. Auxiliaries are expected to volunteer a minimum of 12 hours per month, and are on call for emergencies. South Simcoe Police may have found a solution to the revolving door. Earlier this year, the service signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Georgian College, and established the South Simcoe Post-Secondary Direct Entry Program. Students in Georgian's Honors Bachelor of Police Studies program can apply for the new South Simcoe program. If accepted, their training and volunteer hours as auxiliary constables with the South Simcoe Police will count towards their required co-op placement, as well as providing the opportunity to go on to a career in policing with the police service, on completion of their schooling. 9 Georgian College candidates were selected as the first participants in the auxiliary program, after undergoing testing and a week of intensive training. At the November 18 meeting of the Police Services Board, board members were asked to approve the appointment of the 9 as auxiliary constables. All 9 candidates are women. Each has close ties to this community, and a desire to go on in policing, said Chief Fletcher. Brief biographies indicated that they live and work in communities that include Barrie, Alliston, Emvale, Springwater, and Innisfil. How thrilled I am to see the auxiliary unit get back up to full steam, said PSB Chair Chris Garapi, calling the applicants highly qualified. PSB member Todd Canning said it was encouraging and intriguing that the approved candidates are all women. Being a female is no longer a barrier in any way, explained Chief Fletcher, noting that the police service has expanded its recruitment to focus on diversity and inclusion. This is the cream that rose to the top, said Deputy Chief John Van Dyke. The board voted to recommend the appointment of the 9 as auxiliary constables. The request will be forwarded to the Ministry of the Solicitor General, for endorsement and approval. The board does not meet again until January 26, when meetings will shift to the South Division, to the Frank Yonkman Community Room in Bradford.